Jeff Ziegler grew up hunting in rural Pennsylvania before moving to New Hampshire. He now lives in Center Harbor and is an avid hunter.
One of the things I've always loved about the outdoors, you can have a day where you go out and you might not see anything. You have a day go out and you might see a fisher cat chasing a rabbit, or I've seen hawks come down and take chipmunks and snakes and go out.
Ziegler keeps his weapons safe, ammunition and guns locked separately. He thinks that more people ought to learn about guns and gun safety the way he did, from his family, at an early age, so that they understand the responsibility in their hands.
My son's 4.5. He's starting to get the age where it's like I want to try to start getting him into it. My mindset is if I teach my son the right way, a firearm would come out, that my son would actually know to check the action of it and make sure it's unloaded.
There are plenty of folks like Ziegler all across the state. Last year, more than 46,000 New Hampshire residents registered to hunt with firearms, a number that's more or less held steady for the past 6 years.
No one has yet claimed responsibility.
In New Hampshire, you're never much more than a half an hour in a car from fields and forests.
This road is in really rough shape.
By census data, about 40% of New Hampshire's population lives in rural areas, versus New England as a whole, where 80% lives in cities. People in rural areas are 60% more likely to own a gun. But that's not everybody.
Yes, Nancy Chaddock, right? We have 7.5 acres here. About 5 of them are open land.
Chaddock lives up on a hill in Hill, New Hampshire. She grew up outside of Boston and does not own a gun.
The most I remember as a kid, you know, cowboys and Indians and that sort of thing. But we had robberies in my neighborhood, and so we had a security system, but it never entered my mind that we should buy a gun to protect our home.
Chaddock says that she'll often hear that distant, syncopated pop of a neighbor target shooting. And for the most part, it doesn't worry her that the folks around her have guns.
I think it's such a natural part of people's lives here, and those that hunt. I do stay out of the woods in the height of the hunting season. You never know who's going to be out there with a gun. It could be anyone coming into our area. So that makes me nervous.
The General Social Survey has been doing polling on gun ownership since 1973. The survey shows a slow but certain decline in the number of households owning firearms over the past 30 years. There's a lot of speculation as to why. Fewer hunters, a generation that hasn't lived through the draft, but perhaps the most convincing has been the slow move away from rural areas into cities. There's not much data on gun ownership in New Hampshire, but the UNH Survey Center has asked about it twice, in 2002 and last week. By its data, gun ownership in New Hampshire has jumped up by about 4 percentage points. And according to UNH demographer Ken Johnson, New Hampshire is also bucking another national trend. From 2000 to 2010, the state's rural population grew faster than that of its cities. Sandwich, by area, is the third largest town in the state. It has 200 miles of roads, many of them dirt.
This one's actually in pretty good shape, but definitely not paved.
From the police station to the town's northern extreme is a 25-minute drive.
Hi there.
I got the front blocked off there.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good to meet
Here's
you.
Here's Rod Weinberg, a retired science teacher, originally from North Carolina.
But all of a sudden, I thought I heard the door close, and there was two people that walked up the steps right into the hallway. It's like, what are they doing there?
The couple that walked through Weinberg's front door 20 years ago were a couple of camp counselors looking for a lost hiker. But that got Weinberg thinking. He probably lives about 5 minutes from the police station, but in a town with so much area and just one officer on duty at a time.
What would happen if, you know, three motorcycles pulled up outside or something? What do I have to defend us, you know, in an emergency?
For his part, Weinberg says he has several handguns and a few rifles that he keeps under lock and key. This brings us to a national trend that probably does hold true for New Hampshire. The number of guns in the country has jumped up from 192 million to 310 million from 1994 to 2009. And if fewer people are gun owners, that means the gun owners we do have, many of them rural, own more guns. Sandwich's local police chief, Doug Wyman, says widespread gun ownership does make his job more complicated. On patrol, he assumes everyone could be armed. He says when there's a conflict and both parties have a gun, it can be hard to tell who's the, quote, bad guy. And he says when guns are around and tempers flare, it can be a bad mix. But even so, Wyman acknowledges that in small towns, the police can't be everywhere at once. And as long as guns exist, some criminals will have them.
Criminals are getting creative. Not that we've had it here in Sandwich, but you have had reports over the recent years of people hiking in the White Mountains and being robbed at gunpoint by people on the trails.
any effort to reduce gun violence will be worked out mostly by urban thinkers. But in rural areas, people use guns in very different ways. So what would be a good law, Chief Wyman?
It's something that really needs to be balanced and it needs to be well thought. It really needs to be debated. It really needs to be vetted.
Whatever those urban thinkers come up with, if it gets passed, rural gun owners will have to live with it. But there was one spot of agreement between everyone who spoke in this story. They all think guns shouldn't make their way into the hands of convicted criminals. The UNH poll last week found 84% of New Hampshire residents strongly favored background checks to avoid such a scenario, even for purchases made at gun shows. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.